This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court today recorded the union government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. A bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, along with Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, also noted Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's assurance that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those categorized as Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The court directed the centre to file its response within 7 days to the batch of petitions seeking a stay and challenging the constitutional validity of the recent amendments to the Waqf Act 1995. Due to the large number of petitions, the bench asked the petitioners to identify 5 lead cases to be heard, while the remaining may be treated as applications or considered disposed of. The matter will now be heard on May 5. In West Bengal, leader of opposition Suvendu Adhikari of the BJP has demanded an NIA investigation in the Murshidabad violence case. The party also demanded compensation for those who were affected by the violence over the Waqf Amendment Act. BJP State President Sukanta Majumdar said the houses and shops which were damaged in the violence should be repaired by the state government. He also said the Mamata Banerjee-led government should give 5 lakh rupees as compensation to each affected family. BJP today said that the National Herald case in which senior Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi have been charged, treated by the ED, is an open and shut case of corruption and fraud. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior party leader and union minister Hardeep Singh Puri hit out at Congress for its protest following the action by the agency. He said the ED's current investigation is not new in this matter, as it is a case that began in 2012-13, long before the BJP came to power at the centre. The minister added that property worth around 2,000 crore rupees was acquired for just 50 lakh rupees in this case.
ईडी ने चार्जेस फाइल किए तो हमारे जो कांग्रेस पार्टी में मित्र लोग हैं दे स्टार्टेड हाउलिंग फ्रॉम द रूफटॉप्स कि दिस इज अ केस ऑफ वेंडेटा दैट वी आर यूजिंग द सेंटर्स एजेंसीज अगेंस्ट देम. मैं उनको सिर्फ ये एडवाइस देना चाहता हूं, थोड़ी इंट्रोस्पेक्ट करें. और मुझे तो हैरानगी है दैट दे आर मिसलीडिंग देयर ओन काडर्स और कांग्रेस पार्टी के जो कार्यकर्ता उनसे वो प्रोटेस्ट करा रहे हैं. अगर प्रोटेस्ट सही माने में किसी को करनी चाहिए तो उन कार्यकर्ताओं को, कांग्रेस पार्टी के मेंबर्स को, अपनी पार्टी के लीडरशिप के खिलाफ करनी चाहिए.
डिफेंस मिनिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह हैज सेड दैट द गवर्नमेंट हैज रिजर्व्ड 75% ऑफ द डिफेंस बजट फॉर प्रोक्योरमेंट फ्रॉम डोमेस्टिक कंपनीज. स्पीकिंग एट डिफेंस कॉन्क्लेव इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे, मिस्टर सिंह पॉइंटेड आउट दैट डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन इन द कंट्री हैज रिजन फ्रॉम 40,000 करोड़ रुपीज इन 2014 टू ओवर 1,27,000 करोड़ रुपीज टुडे. He added that the government has set a target to produce defense equipment worth 3 lakh crore rupees by 2029.
हमारा लक्ष्य है भारत को एक ऐसा देश बनाना जो न केवल अपनी रक्षा जरूरतें खुद पूरी कर सके बल्कि दुनिया की जरूरतों को भी पूरा करने में पूरा सहयोग कर सके. मेक इन इंडिया फॉर द वर्ल्ड, इस विजन के साथ भी हम लोग काम कर रहे हैं. आज भारत का डिफेंस सेक्टर ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन्स को रेजिलिएंट बनाने में बड़ी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाने के लिए तैयार है. और आज भारत का डिफेंस सेक्टर जहां सेल्फ रिलायंस के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़ रहा है, वहीं ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन्स को भी रेजिलिएंट बनाने में बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाने को तैयार है.
In Bihar, a crucial meeting of the RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance in view of the upcoming state assembly elections is being held in Patna. All 6 constituents of the opposition alliance will attend the meeting convened at the RJD office. Our correspondent reports all the 6 constituents of the opposition alliance are attending the meeting at the RJD office. India and the International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, today signed the headquarters agreement in New Delhi today. The agreement was signed by External Affairs Secretary East P. Kumaran and Director General IBCA Dr. S. P. Yadav. In shooting, Indian pair of Suruchi Inder Singh and Saurabh Chaudhary have clinched gold at ISSF World Cup 2025 in Lima, Peru. The Indian duo outclassed Chinese duo of Qianshun Yao and Kai Hu by 79 in the final of 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.